Hey everyone, welcome to Sweet Seats Podcast. I'm Catherine.
And I'm Alana. Thanks for joining us for our 9th episode where we spotlight some of the sweetest talent in the Hershey area's sports scene.
Today, we're excited to host Blake Umberger, standout baseball player and hockey player for Hershey High School.
For hockey, Blake played for all of his life, won a state championship, was drafted by Lincoln Stars in USHL, played 2 games in the USHL, and played in the NCDC for a couple games.
For baseball, Blake plays catcher, used prep baseball for recruiting, went to a lot of showcases camps. He's planning on playing in a summer league before going to college, committed to Louisville. Hi, Blake. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Starting with hockey, how did you first get into hockey?
I've been playing hockey for most of my life. My dad played hockey when he was a kid, so he kind of got me into it. Started off with the Junior Bears playing mites and kind of just went on from there all the way up until high school.
Do you remember your very first game or practice?
With Bear Bites, all the kids would go onto the ice and it would just be chaos, I remember. And everyone's learning to skate, getting around, and the coaches trying to help you out as much as possible. But that was probably the first thing that I really got into.
What made you stick with hockey over other sports?
Hockey and baseball were kind of the two that I stuck with the most. I never really got into anything else. Kind of just stuck with those, and those were really the love that I had for most of my career.
What is your favorite memory from playing so far?
For hockey, I'd say the state championship was pretty cool. We really made a run at it, and it was a great group of guys that really came together and continued to play all throughout the whole season and ended up getting rewarded with the state championship. With baseball, probably my commitment, that was pretty exciting. It was a moment that I've been waiting for, been working my whole career towards that moment, and it really was nice to get a reward for what I've been working for.
Who's the biggest motivator on the team?
There's been a lot of guys that I've had, captains, a lot of guys that I've really looked up to, the upperclassmen, up throughout my high school career, and now being the guy at the top, it's a lot to handle. And I really am using those experiences that I had in the past from those other guys to help out the kids at the lower ages and the underclassmen to give them an example for what they can shoot for.
Have you ever dealt with an injury and how did you overcome it?
My big injury happened about 6 months ago before my junior year for baseball. I got hit with a bat when I was practicing, broke my hand. That really set me back a long ways. Breaking my hand, it sent me out for my entire season. And then they found another broken bone that set me back even more. So the 6 to 8 weeks turned into more of 4 to 5 months. So missing my whole junior season for baseball and even some of the summer baseball, it kind of was a big hit to me. Not being able to play and kind of the first injury that I really had to be out for quite some time. So I just started to get back into things with baseball. And it's been nice to see the progress that I made and the challenges that I had in the past, kind of get through it and now be back and playing again.
What has hockey taught you about yourself outside of the game?
The big thing with hockey is the team chemistry, everyone coming together, the group of guys that you have is the group of guys you're going to be with for a long time during the season. So you really have to get used to them and get together. So hockey has really taught me brotherhood and kind of being with your boys and sticking with them through the hard times and even the good times.
What advice would you give to your freshman self starting out?
Not everything's going to come easy. There's going to be times when you're going to have some setbacks and not everything is going to be what you want it to be. So you got to find ways around it. Do something else that you might not have done before and use that as leverage and get to the best point you can be at that moment.
Yeah. Do you think hockey has changed the way you approach challenges in life?
I definitely think so. Hockey is a pretty physical game, so you kind of have to take the blows and use that as a way to get around it and kind of fight through the pressure that you might have and kind of lean on your teammates a little bit. That's a big thing. Just so you can have trust in those guys and know that they have trust in you.
Do you have a role model in baseball?
My biggest role model in baseball is probably my dad. He played baseball growing up and through his college career. So he's been a big guy to look up to and help me get to where I am today. He helps me all the time with practicing, no matter when it is. He'll find the time to give me his best so I can be my best. And there have been many times when I've had struggle moments, and he's really been there for me to like get better, back on the train, and get back to where I'm supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Do you think of yourself as competitive or more relaxed when you play?
I'm definitely a competitive guy. When I see a challenge, I want to get right after it, know that I'm the best, and I can beat the other guy that's on the other side.
What's your favorite part of game day for hockey?
For hockey, big thing, we had team dinners. Those are nice after school to get with the guys and go to someone's house for dinner and then get home, get a quick nap, and then get to the game.
What's your favorite part of playing your position in baseball?
My position as a catcher in baseball is pretty important. You get to see the entire field. So being able to take control and help out everyone else on the field to show them what you know and give them the advice that they need is pretty special.
Do you plan to play hockey after high school?
I think with my commitment for baseball, hockey's kind of coming to an end. Now, this will probably be my last year. So it's been a fun time playing hockey throughout all the way up until high school and kind of putting that to rest and getting back on baseball.
What word best describes you as a player?
I'd probably go back with the competitiveness. Always up for a challenge. Always wanted to do my best and help the team and do what it takes to win the game. Not just for me, but for everyone else as well.
Mm-hmm. If you could switch sports with an athlete for one day, who would it be?
I would probably switch sports with a football player. I don't really have a favorite football player, but maybe someone on the Eagles, like Saquon Barkley.
Yes, yeah.
It would be pretty cool to see what a day in the life of professional football player would be, what it's like to be around the Eagles. I think that would be pretty cool.
What's something most people wouldn't know about being on a high school hockey team?
For high school hockey at Hershey, it's a lot of it's a lot more commitment than it is for other high schools. Our coach takes it pretty serious, and it definitely helps out down the road with winning games and stuff. So the players definitely appreciate that. So we did take practice very serious and definitely get to the games ready to go and know that we have a lot to back up for Hershey.
Yeah. What do you do on days when you're not feeling motivated to practice or play?
I kind of just look at the end goal, look what I can accomplish, and if I skip that day, what I might not be at if I would put in the work for that day. So definitely looking at the end goal of what I want to accomplish and the best I want to be. I got to look at that as motivation and push myself to keep working on that.
How has your game changed since freshman year?
For baseball side of things, coming into freshman year, I've always watched the high school baseball team, so I was super excited to get into things and get on the field for high school. So freshman year, I kind of had a different role of playing the positions that other guys couldn't play. So it was kind of a tough spot for me. And then now, being one of the leaders on the team, I'm able to help the younger guys and help them get through those tough situations and show them that a small obstacle might not set you back as far as you might think.
What's one word that describes your team this year?
We're going to be super young for high school baseball. It's going to be great to see the younger guys develop and see how they can improve for next year. The older guys, we're going to have to really step up and help the younger guys, give them the experience that they might have not had before. So it's going to be good to see everyone grow and use that as motivation to have a great season.
What's a little thing about the game that only other players would understand?
Baseball is very mental. You might not have a game that you might not want to think about very long, and that's some of the stuff that you just have to move on and get to the next game. So those mental things that you have going on, you kind of just have to push them off to the side and keep moving to the next play.
Yeah. Do you think more about making the smart play or the risky play that could change the game?
I think usually making the smart play is the best, but there's definitely times in game where you're going to have to make that risky play and you got to have the confidence to make that play. And if it doesn't work out, you're just going to have to move on and make a difference the next play.
How would your non-hockey friends describe you compared to how your teammates describe you?
My friends might describe me as outgoing and maybe fun to be around. And sometimes on the ice, I might be locked in and not as happy and going if we're in a tough situation in the game.
Now for baseball, what's the best compliment you've ever gotten on the field?
Usually the best compliments are something that I've been working on for a while and putting that to work and then someone pointing that out. It's always nice to put the work in on something and then someone noticed that. So that's probably the best compliment I've gotten.
What's the biggest difference between practice and an actual game for you?
Practice is a lot more strategic and you kind of have to slow it down just to get the mechanics right. And then in the game, it's kind of just putting everything out there, not thinking about it, and doing what you do best and use the practice and just get right into the game.
What's your favorite professional baseball team?
I really like the Phillies. Grew up watching them, going to games, so it's nice to follow them.
Yeah.
What impact do you think high school baseball has had on your future?
High school baseball has shown me what it's going to be like at the next level, how you're going to get to practice every day, do what you got to do, and then play the games and hopefully be prepared to win.
How do you handle self-doubt before, during, or after a baseball game?
Usually after the game, if I haven't played my best, I might be a little bit down. Think about the game, go through it, see what I need to work on, and then the next day at practice, I'll put everything aside from the day before and do what I need to do to get me ready for the next game.
Yeah. How do you deal with frustration on the field?
There's definitely going to be times of frustration. Baseball, there's a lot of ups and downs. A lot of things can go wrong during the game. So it's super important to kind of compose yourself, understand that it's a long game. There's things that you got to do that might not be the best, and there's some things that might happen that might not be what you want. So you kind of just have to take a deep breath, get right back into the next play, and hope for the best.
How do you communicate well in a game?
Being a catcher, it's super important to use that communication, have a loud voice, speak out to the rest of the guys. So kind of step out from home plate, give them what they need to do, let them know the situation, and go on from there.
How do you mentally prepare for a championship or a playoff game?
Those are the games that you got to be prepared for, and you got to use what you have from the regular season, the experiences that you had from the games before, and use those as preparation and understand that you're there for a reason and that you didn't get there on accident. So use that hard work from games before and know that you're ready for it.
How do you deal with pressure from parents, coaches, or peers?
You got to use the pressure from other people as a stepping stone to do better things and motivate yourself to understand that the pressure is for a good reason and keep using that to get better.
What is your favorite part of being on a baseball team?
Being on a baseball team is awesome. Being with the guys, all your teammates around in the dugout, it's a great place to be.
How has baseball influenced your plans for college or beyond?
Baseball has definitely influenced my plans, mainly where I want to go and what I want to do for the next 4 years.
How do you define success for yourself beyond stats?
Baseball being a game of failure, it's not always going to show up on the stat sheet. So you got to use the successes that you have in the game that might not be hits or throwing people out. You got to use the small things and understand that you might not have a good game on the stat sheet, but in your mind, you got to know you did some things right.
How do you focus on improvement rather than results?
There's definitely a big mountain that you have to climb for baseball. You're not going to jump to the top right away. So you got to focus on each step of the way and improving a little bit by little bit to get your end goal of doing what you want to do.
What's the most rewarding aspect of baseball?
The most rewarding thing about baseball is probably coming up in the tough situations and coming through it for your team. Using that pressure of an important at bat and having success for your teammates and hopefully winning the game for them.
What was the process of getting recruited by colleges like?
So I used showcases and camps mostly to get recruited, along with the prep baseball things that they have to offer. So I went down to a showcase down in Georgia, and there were a ton of colleges there. It was a great event. And once that August 1st date hit, which is when colleges can start to talk to players, I was contacted by some schools, and it kind of just went on from there, talking to them, learning more about the school, them learning more about me, and kind of choosing where I wanted to go.
What factors were important to you when deciding on Louisville?
Many things went into it. A big thing with them, they're a great program. They've had many guys come out of there to continue playing at a high level. Coaches there are great. They have one goal, and that's to win. So using that and knowing that the coaches that are there will give you their best, and the players that are there also give you their best as well, it's super important, and it's showed me that it's a great place to be.
How do you stay reflective while still moving forward?
Whenever you have a tough game, it's definitely important to look back at what you can do better, but you obviously can't dwell on it for too long because you got to get back into it the next day. So it's super important to understand that you're going to have some times that you might not like, so you got to use that as a way to get better for the next time.
In 10 years, how do you want people to remember you as a player?
10 years, I would like for people to remember me as a player, as a kind of guy that is welcoming and will treat the newer guys in the right way and welcome them in so they don't have any type of worry of coming to practice for the first time, and kind of just being that guy that is comfortable for them to talk to.
How do you use baseball to inspire others around you?
With baseball practices starting up, I'm using that as a way to get people out to the baseball field that they might be on the fence of coming out. So I'm kind of trying to get them to come out and play and find a way to get involved with the team and make new friends.
Do you think baseball is more mental or physical?
Baseball is definitely more mental. There's a lot of things that can go wrong, and it's kind of a sport where you have to use what you did wrong and kind of build off of that and move on from it to continue and do something that will make a difference in the game the next time.
What's the biggest risk you've ever taken on the field, and did it pay off?
Big risk that come with playing baseball is calling the pitches for your pitcher. It's a lot that the pitcher's putting into your hands, so you have to be able to take that pressure from the pitcher and the trust and call the right pitches. So every time you call a pitch, it's kind of on you and someone on the pitcher for them to throw the pitch where you want it. But calling that pitch is super important to hopefully get the out, or it might not be the right pitch, to it might give up a run. But using that, the pressure, it's going to hopefully pay off and hopefully make the right decision.
Now it's time for a quick sweet seat round.
Do you have a favorite Hershey candy?
Take Five.
Mm. Summer or winter?
Summer.
Yeah. What is your most used emoji?
Probably the laughing emoji or the saluting emoji.
Mm, yeah. What is your dream vacation and why?
I would like to go to a place where the water is super clear and you can go scuba diving. I think it'll be cool to see all the ocean life.
Yeah. Thanks so much to Blake Umberger for being on today's podcast. We wish you well in your senior year and beyond, Blake.
Don't forget to follow Sweetseat's podcast and leave a review or comment on who you want to see next.
Catch you next time on Sweetseat's.